Welcome to the Do You Know Drones podcast. Join us for insider chats and today's drone buzz. Hello, listeners. We're here at the Commercial UAV Expo. It's 2023. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're hearing stories. I'm very interested in people's stories. I think stories move the industry, and I think for me, it's really important to hear stories. And I think it's important for the public and the rest of the industry to hear everyone's stories. I mean, because stories really are missing. They're a little bit, because people get around specs and technical, and they do these things. But like, there's a reason behind everything. And those reasons are our stories. And I think it's really important that we're going to share the story. So I have a special guest today. And let's see. Valeri, you're going to make me. I'm going to. How do you pronounce your name, Valeri?
I'm Valeri Yakovenko. I'm from Drone UAV Company, and I'm from Ukraine.
Welcome to Commercial. And this is your first Commercial UAV Expo.
Yeah, and it's the first and very exciting experience.
We're very, very happy you're here. I'm just going to keep it really, really simple. Let's hear your story.
Well, basically, the story is not about me or about company. The story is about robotics and drones, how they change our lives and how they change things that were done in a different way previously. We've heard a lot of stuff using drones in enterprise segment, in different real photo shooting stuff, etc. But I'm coming from Ukraine, and Ukraine has changed the way of using drones, and it's using these technologies to save lives, with really simple equipment to find way to defend itself, find way to collect data for international monitoring missions, collect evidences, etc. Everything that can be used, but mostly with the this use is through helping to save Ukrainian lives.
I think that is an important story to tell, because I think a lot of us we know what's happening. We don't understand what's happening. We know what's happening over there. We see the stories on LinkedIn related to drones in Ukraine. We see the banter back and forth between people that don't have the lived experience that you do. So I think it's important. It's not about telling your story, but it is a little, like, because we need to connect to that, and that story helps us connect. So could you give me I would love to hear a lesser known, we'll call it a use case, like a lesser known use case that people may not understand about what's happening with drones in Ukraine that you have been able to personally connect with.
Okay. Just imagine the situation when you are like a photographer or videographer that is shooting some funny stories or videos for weddings, and you are living all your life having fun around, having nice clients, and every Sunday is beautiful because you are shooting the wedding. Just imagine. This is pretty simple and really nice story, and this is a reality, but someday everything changes, and you are just getting up, understanding that there is a war around, and somebody is, and your neighbor is knocking your door with a tank, and you're grabbing the stuff that you was using for the film proposing. You're getting it up in the air, and from the day one, starting to hunt enemy columns or enemy armory around your home. Sending data over secure chat to the government, and at the same time understanding that this data is being used and the enemy is being destroyed because you have provided enough of intelligence to find enemy troops. This is the story of defending Kyiv in the early 2022, and I believe that almost all commercial drone operators became a part of Ukrainian national intelligence. And this is one of the examples.
Why is this not a movie yet? Like, I just feel like this is so incredible. Like, I remember reading a story about, like, and you probably have seen the story because you probably know, like, of the, what was it, like, a 13 or 14-year-old kid that was, like, looking for, I have a 13-year-old. I can't even imagine that happening. Like, what is going on here? Like, this is some dystopian type of environment that just because we have these tools, and they're commercial tools. Like, they're not toys, but they're also not military equipment. But we hear the stories of them being used in these ways, like you've described, in such a way, in such volume. I mean, it's crowdsourced military intelligence, which is almost an oxymoron. Which is but also amazing. You're like, wow, this is incredible. We wake up one morning, I was taking wedding photos and videos, and I was thinking about shot angles and shot lists, and now I'm literally getting shot at. Okay, so what happens next? So how does this progress? Like, what happens next? Like, does it sustain? Is it something? Is there sort of like a transfer of knowledge? Do you become more integrated? Do you get pushed to generate more data products? Like more things that are more, how they become standardized. Like, so I spent a lot of time in the military doing intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, and they're all standardized products that they have like a training regime that you learn how to do them. You create the products, they go up the chain and there's action and it happens. And it could be very fast. I'm curious, in a crowdsourced, non-trained environment where you're just familiar with the tool, how does that happen so quickly? It's not an overnight process, I can imagine. But how did that happen? Tell me from your perspective.
Well, actually, this is several layers of the processes that you have to perform. Not just collect data, you have to analyze it from your perspective, having several instructions, you have to transfer it. And on the back end of the data transfer, you have to analyze it again before sending up to the general staff. What happened in the first days is we have talented Ministry of Digital Transformation in Ukraine, and Ukraine is the only country in European Union that has a ministry, deputy ministry in each ministry dedicated to the digital transformation. So basically we need to change our ways of life and become more digital. And this is a strategy on the government level. What happened?
Amazing.
Our government is issued instructions, created chatbots, created applications to upload the data, filter it, create coordinates, approve coordinates, and this became guided intelligence,
wow.
Definitely crowdsourced. On the beginning of the war, it was totally civil use. Like all drone pilots were like 95%. It was civil users,
yeah,
without any military background.
Absolutely.
And of course, it was transformed a little bit into instructions and separate units and even structure of defensive organizations such as Minister of Defense, mm-hmm, changed, and special brigades and 100+ personnel units were created only around drone technologies. And this is one of the first experience, like I believe this is the first experience in the world history when government changes the structure of very traditional ministries,
right,
understanding that they have a new tools.
Wow.
And this is just about aerial intelligence.
Correct.
Yeah. We have another one, Navy.
Naval.
Ukraine created an opportunity to defend its coasts with drones.
Right.
And make the Russian fleet running around Black Sea
with
small drones.
Small drones.
And it
it's
also
so pull the ships out.
It is how it changed, and this is an example for the whole world how it can be changed, and Ukraine just in front of it.
I agree. So, in your opinion, why aren't more people telling that part of the story?
For us, this is our life. This is what we have experienced, and what we want to say next stories. We want to use technologies to rebuild our country, and here on the Commercial UAV Expo, we are to gather experience to use technologies for civil purposes, for construction, for the mining, for agriculture use,
right,
etc.
Right.
Because we want to technologies to help us not only defend ourselves, we want to use technologies to boost our economy, production, and to rebuild our own homeland. And those will be our next stories.
Well, we're excited to hear those next stories. I can tell you from one very eager listener that I would definitely look forward to hearing those next stories, because the stories that we're hearing outside, they don't have origin stories such as yours, such as the ones that you are telling, that are not, fortunately or unfortunately, they're not unique in Ukraine. Like, they are rather common, and it's interesting to me to know just how common they are and to understand how that digital transformation will move from defending your homeland to rebuilding your homeland. That's going to be a great story, and I really look forward to hearing that. So we're really happy that you're here, and I very much appreciate you sharing that story with me today. And I want to do what I can with my influence in the industry to try to get that story out as much as possible.
I believe that next year Ukraine will be represented with a booth here on this expo, and we will share not only stories but technologies that were created right now, and this will be a combination of experience between United States and Ukraine about sharing the possibilities of the modern robotics to rebuild something, and we will share it. And I hope to be with you in 1 year exactly from now, sharing another positive story.
We will be here. Well, but until then, listener, you're just going to have to take that story as it is. Valeri, just thank you.
Like, thank you very much.
This has been amazing. Thank you for dragging me back here to record this story. I just feel very, very blessed and grateful that you share the story with me. So thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.